clearly we're looking at a very, very serious situation, and one that is becoming rapidly more difficult. The figures that we are now getting from authoritative sources for the number of dead and missing is between 63,000 and 100,000. Now, those numbers could escalate very dramatically, because we also know that somewhere between 1.2 and 1.9 million people are vulnerable. So you can do the maths and you see how quickly this thing can get larger, given that we are not far off a week from when this accident happened. I met today with a number of NGOs who've been doing fantastic work down in this area. You will have heard the first-hand records from many of your guys out in the field. The conditions are horrendous. Bodies, both of humans and animals, appalling conditions, and people in the harshest of circumstances. In terms of scale, again, as you probably heard, we're looking at a vulnerable population, more than double that in the Aceh tsunami situation. So it's really an unprecedented experience since at least the 2004 tsunami. We're doing all we can here. The British government has pledged $10 million. That's the largest pledge, I think, from an individual country so far. We have long had DFID people on the ground, because we have long understood that the people of this country should not suffer while the search for a political solution goes on. So we've had expert people here for a long time, but we are bringing in further Department for International Development experts, we hope, within the next couple of days. The issue that is uppermost in everyone's mind and is absolutely central now is access, getting people in, getting humanitarian experts in quickly to do what they need to do. You will have heard the comments made by Sir John Holmes saying that the Burmese government, if I recall right, needs to fundamentally reassess its approach. So these are the sort of messages that are coming out of the UN. The picture on the ground in terms of access is mixed. There is some progress. For example, the World Food Programme now has got 20 tons of rice, I think, down to Laputa, and a lot of sort of high-energy stuff. There are a lot of local and international NGOs working in the area. The UN has had 15 assessment teams out. But so stuff is happening, but it's not happening enough, on a large enough scale, or fast enough.